Okay, the next mitzvah we're doing, third mitzvah, mitzvah Avos Hashem. We say it twice a day in Kriyishma. Mitzvah Avos Hashem. So there's a basic question over here, Boisai. Very simple and relatively obvious question. How can a person love something that he has, he can't see or feel, or is not tangible in any way whatsoever? Because of this, Tanya, this is one of the reasons that people turn toward a Zorah, which is something tangible, and they can hug it and kiss it and so on and so forth. But of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has no goof. So how is it possible to love Hashem? And the truth of the matter is that we find that Chazal tell us that the biggest love in the world is love for Hashem, more than any other love in the world, because a person has to give his life and all his possessions, everything that's dear to him, for love of Hashem. And if a person didn't love Hashem, he wouldn't be able to do that. He wouldn't want to do that. And we find that Jews throughout history, and Avos Hashem, they gave up everything for Hashem. So how is it possible to love Hashem? Basic question. The answer is what we're saying, that a human being has a chelik ruchani to him, kiyadu lechem, called neshama. It's the spiritual part of a person, which is a direct connection to Hashem, so to speak. That chelik, which is called the neshama of a person, is directly, has more shaychus to Hashem, who is completely ruchnius, than it has to the physical part of a person. A person has a body, which is physical, and he has a neshama. He has a neshama, which is something ruchni. Any clues going on with this thing? So therefore a person can have shaykhus to Avos Hashem, because the neshama recognizes Hashem very clearly, as much as a something which is a nibra, a creation can recognize Hashem. So the neshama has that shaykhus to Hashem. Therefore, it's possible to come to Avos Hashem. How does a person do that? Practically speaking, how does a person do that? So, there's several ways that a person comes to Avos Hashem. One is, it says in Porsche and Kriyishma, V'ha'bo'ayu ha'divarim ha'eva, Hashem nochim etzavacha hayom ala bavecha. The Dibra Tera, person through Limud Tera, person who's also through the Shema, comes tremendous Avos Hashem, more than any other way. Limud Tera brings a person tremendous Avos Hashem. Now, how is it when a person sits down and opens a Gemara above a Kamen and knows about a shore, you know, going another shore, and the Vlad comes out and the Vlad dies, and how much the money does it cost, and so on and so forth. Oh, I love Hashem. Mm-hmm. Look at that. The bloody, you know, axe on the ground with a baby born and ripped to shreds over there. Oh, I love Hashem. What's going on in Boisai? How did the person come out of Hashem from learning about that they come on Baba Kam? The answer is, Boisai, when we learn Torah, we're learning Dvar Hashem, and we're connecting directly with Hashem. It's Dvar Hashem, we're connecting directly with Hashem. As a result of that, we come to Avos Hashem, because when a person connects with the source of all good, the source of all blessing, so of course he's going to come to love Hashem. The greatest connection a person can have is through Limud Torah. That's where you find that people who are Gedolei Torah have the most greatest Avos Hashem. They have the most connection to Hashem. In simpler ways, every human being can come to Avos Hashem to a certain extent. How is that? If a person sees a beautiful sight, now every human being on the face of the earth, when they see a beautiful sight, they say, wow, they look at that, and if they have any belief in Hashem, they say, wow, what a beautiful creation that God created. All human beings do that. You know what that is? And they love Hashem to a certain extent because of the beautiful creation that they see in front of their eyes. The reason for that is because Hashem is showing His chesed, is showing Himself to a certain extent through Mitzvah Chesed in that beautiful view. And people see that, they feel that. Chesed is the thing that every human being feels and sees. And therefore, they love Hashem because they see His great chesed. There's a certain dark about Hashem. So that's the way a person connects, number one, to Limud Torah. Number two, when a person looks at the Bria, the creation, like we said, you see a beautiful view. You see a person studies science, sees how things integrate and are synthesized. There's tremendous chokhmah, tremendous beauty in the Bria. So that's another way a person can come to Avos Hashem, as the Rambam says. And in addition, Hashgacha Pratis. You see the hand of Hashem in the world, in this world, the way He operates and runs the world, whether Jewish history or miracles or hidden miracles that happen to people in different situations, a person comes to Avod Hashem by seeing these different things and talking about it, understanding, thinking about it, saying Afri. Look at read Afri by the Pesukim. If you ever pay attention to what it's saying, right? Vasichan the Philosepha, I'll talk about your tremendous neflos, your tremendous the miracles they make in this world, some are hidden, some are more obvious. Look and read Afri a few Pesukim when they understand what you're saying, you'll see that that's what to talk about, Rabbi said. So these are all ways that a person comes to Avod Hashem. And the more a person loves Hashem, so Hashem reciprocates, Rabbi said. If you love someone, they love you back. That's the way people are. If it goes the same way, you love him, he loves you back. When Hashem loves someone, boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, boy, say, it's good news to the Jews. Hashem loves you, that's it. Call to Sela. Hashem is doing good things for you. Okay, so we'll continue talking about this more than Hashem next year. That's 6 minutes. Okay, very good.
That's the middle of the second.